Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Cold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes. Brand new show.
Oh. Hello, hello and welcome to Pop Quiz, whether you're listening live to us Thursday at 6pm on Joy 94.9 or if you've subscribed to our wildly successful podcast, we're coming to you remotely from various locations around the world's most livable lockdown zone, Melbourne, through the magic of the internet. And we're not expecting to be back live in the Joy Studios anytime soon, so we're pushing on with this spin-off of Pop Quiz that we like to call Pop Quarantiers. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTQIA plus radio station. You've landed here on episode 44 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm doing what Dan has asked me to do, and I'm staying safe and warm and COVID compliant in my front room. But the person dinging tonight's giant silver dong is located 7 kilometres away, sadly, just outside my 5 kilometre radius. Preferring the pronouns she and her, and boundary runner for Team L, it's Pop Quiz designated survivor, it's Gayley Davidson. Hey, Gayley.
I wonder we're not doing very well if I'm the boundary runner.
That's right.
I meant
bench rider. Hey, Gayley, have you met anybody new and interesting this week?
I've been plying the post woman with the chocolate every time she comes because I'm so thrilled to see someone
orally
at
Gail,
my door.
Would you say you're plying her orally with the chocolate?
I would. Well, I don't know how she takes it. I give it to her via my hand.
Okay, sure. Hey, Gail. As you know, each week on Pop Quiz, we throw together two humans. Normally, one a celebrity and one from the Joy 94.9 talent pool. But this week, Gail, we've got a very special show planned. With not one but two celebrity guests. As Joy listeners of Pop Quiz would know, I have absolutely zero interest in the game of Aussie rules football, except for that one day of the year when the mighty megahertz, a ragtag bunch of community radio broadcasters, chase the pigskin around the oval against the SB Rock Dogs, an even raggier and taggier bunch of musos in the RecLink Community Cup. In its 25-year history, the Community Cup has raised a huge ton of money to aid RecLink in its mission to create a socially inclusive, life-changing opportunities for disadvantaged Australians through sport and arts programs. This year, sadly, the Cup's been cancelled due to COVID-19. So we're bringing the battle off the field and onto the airwaves. It's Megas versus Rock Dogs tonight on this special edition of Pop Quiz. So tell us, Gail, who do you have for us representing the mighty megahertz?
Dee, when our first quarantestant was a kid, her favourite things were to run around her neighbourhood with a cassette recorder interviewing her neighbours and to go to Anglesey and learn about the critters in the rock pools. Past 20 years, she has presented Radio Marinara, a program about all things wet and salty, every Sunday morning on Melbourne's beloved Triple R. She has a PhD in marine ecology and over the years has had various roles advising government on fisheries management and was awarded a centenary medal in 2000 for services to the environment. In terms of her football career, she pulled on the Guernsey for the mighty megahertz for 3 community cups back in the day. Wearing the number 12, she kicked the only goal of her life to see the Megas to a 1-point victory. She played on for 2 years after that, but never hit the dizzying heights again, and was promoted from the player pool to the role of Mega Mum in 2014, a role she still holds today. In real life, she barracks for AFLW Footscray Doggies and denies rumours that they have begged her to come out of retirement for one season. She thinks she may have peaked. Hailing all the way from the bad streets of Doncaster, rolling with the pronoun she and her and barracking for Team Ally, but representing the mighty megahertz tonight, please don't forget to label your drink bottle. It's Dr. Bron Burton. Crowd's going wild.
Bronwyn, welcome. We're going to get to you in a minute, but let me introduce who you're up against this evening. Taking on Bron tonight is one of the toughest mothers on the field and quite probably one of the coolest. But she's more than a mother and a once-a-year football legend. She's also one of Melbourne's much-loved musicians and performers. She's as versatile off the field as on it. She once performed an impromptu set in Ackland Street with Susie Quattro's band and recently did a little recording with Grammy nominee and ARIA winner Barney McCall for Danielle Merriweather's next album. She's also performed in two seasons of Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues. If not for COVID-19, she'd be performing in the annual Elvis extravaganza at the Gem right now. So if she seems a bit shitty, that might be why. She's a single mother of three children ranging in ages from 13 years to 19 months who enjoys boxing, philosophy and mathematics. And she manages all of this while looking stunning and living with multiple sclerosis. Oh, and she has a double uvula and you can bet your bottom dollar we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Rolling with the pronouns she and her and they and them and identifying as an ally who also bats for Team B, you might just know her as the front woman of Lucy and the Diamonds. Hailing originally from the Camberwell ghettos, it's Lucy Dwyer. Lucy, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having me.
Well, now
double vulva.
Double vulva. It's no, no, no. It's very important where you put the second U, Gail. It's uvula, yeah. And I believe
so glad that
is
in
less
my introduction.
I believe that is something.
It is very. That's even rarer.
A double vulva. Yeah.
Double vulva, much rarer.
Don't
in the double uvula.
Don't put yourself down. how is it? How can it be used to your advantage? The double uvula in the music, from in the sense of being a musician, can you apply it to any great advantage vocally?
The uvula is not used as much in the English language, so therefore probably doesn't cross over as much to singing. Mm. But maybe who knows?
Have you got a party trick at least out of it?
Yeah. It involves a lot of. Stretching wide the mouth and looking down the throat. Okay. I don't know if you can see from here.
I thought you go on, give it a go.
Good party.
There's your screen no, grab.
Well, I missed get it. That though.
Yeah. Oh dear. No, we need a light for that.
No, it's too dark.
Now, Lucy and the Diamonds not able to perform at the moment. Obviously, are you doing any online gigs or anything crazy like all the other kids?
Not really. This is pretty much it at the moment. Online gigs possibly, but I haven't got anything scheduled right now.
Yeah. I think we're all a bit online tired right now. Too much screen time. Bron Burton, you are the mother of all of the megahertz. Who's the naughtiest? Let's name and shame.
Oh God, what a question. I thought you were gonna ask me who my favorite child was.
Is that easy?
Who's the naughtiest? So there's definitely some cheeky players in there. Simon Hughes always gives it a good run for his money as far as the cheekiest player.
Yeah.
Rachel Short. How can you go past Rachel Short as far as cheeky players?
Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah. Lauren O'Dwyer cut it up on the field last year. I reckon she had a few cheeky moments. They're all cheeky in their own way. But yeah, it's a big brew to look after.
No, what's the thing you have to remind them about most? I know Gail said in her introduction, please put your names on your water bottles, because I imagine that's an issue with the players.
It actually is. Yeah, putting names on water bottles, remembering to fill in their forms before they're actually pretty good. They're pretty good. Socks.
Yep.
You know, just put the socks in the right bin.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. I have it on great authority. I spoke to Lindell Wilkinson today and she said Bron Burton always makes the change rooms look beautiful for the megahertz. You have the best looking change rooms.
Oh, look, it's not just me. There's always at least three or four people who are part of that as well. So we have a lot of fun on game day decorating the rooms. And the last couple of years it's been a great, cross-team event. We've got together with the Rock Dogs and that happened a lot last year. We were running between the rooms just making sure everyone had what they needed, and yeah, it was the walls are breaking down a little bit now, and yeah, like once the siren starts, it's game on. There's absolutely, it's a serious competition. But yeah, we look after each other. There's a lot of love between the teams.
It's a great event.
Let's see if we can put paid to that tonight.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we don't want the walls to come down too far tonight.
Oh no. We'll put them up again just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring them down.
I've got to say, just based on visuals, and it might be because Lucy Dwyer's wearing a Rock Dogs beanie in the vision here. She looks like she'd take you out in a second, mate.
I have no doubt of that.
just, and my final question to you, Bron Burton, how many times have you told the story with your own face about the one goal you scored to bring the Megas to victory?
Well, it wasn't the final goal of the game. I think that glory went to Stuart Farrell that year. So my goal was a lot earlier. I think it might have been even in the first quarter. So, as you know, you could, there is any player who kicked a point or a goal that day can claim that they kicked the winning goal or the winning point. Yeah. But it was, it was definitely me.
Yeah.
I'll claim it.
I'm pretty sure that's the way sport works. Lucy Dwyer, got some trash talk in you. What do you reckon you can take her down?
I don't know. I think she'd give me a good run around, Bron. I'm not sure if we've been on the field at the same time in recent years, have we?
Probably
the first
not.
Year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the first year. I reckon I played my last game in 2014. I think that was.
Oh, no, I played my first 2016. So we missed out being on the field together. But I reckon Bron can hold her own. I wouldn't be too certain that I'd be the winner in that situation.
Look, guys,
we have to see.
TBH, it is Doncaster versus Camberwell, so I'm not expecting any great biff. No offense.
Doncaster in the 80s too. So yeah. I tell you what, I'm loving this UGG boot weather.
Yeah, I bet. Bron, just quickly, you are a broadcaster with a cousin station, Triple R, who we love and adore. Tell us about, you must have a radiothon coming up shortly.
Yes, we do. I should have the dates in front of me, so I'm going to look that up in a second. But it's Sunday, the last two Sundays of August are going to be, the program that I have is on a Sunday. So it's basically the last 10 or so days of August. Our radiothon, more important than ever before.
Yeah.
So you know, we've seen over the last few months how much the community's banded together, and every community radio station is really just keeping people going. You know, we're finding that at Triple R, and I listen to a lot of PBS too. I know it's happening at Peebs and obviously Joy and everywhere. So
yeah.
More than ever, I listen, I subscribe is our little catch cry for this year's radiothon.
Oh, good on you. We should all be supporting not only community radio but live music as well. What do you say, Gail? Should we push on with it?
Yeah, why not?
Gail goes.
Let's do it.
Yeah, mate.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94 pop quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of actual God, how is all this going to work?
Go like a bought one, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz it in any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, girl. That sounds like a great time to prize open the doors of the Pop Quiz gift shop. Tell us, what is our lucky winner going home with tonight?
We have a prize fitting for the inaugural WrestLink Community Cup quiz-off. We present to you this fine sculpture of a kookaburra, engraved with the mysterious label Kookaburra Australia, and looking like his colour was applied with a house painting brush. He's sitting on a sawn-off tree stump as a cutting statement on a post-apocalyptic future, or as we now call it, the present. He has a slightly broken beak from his time working as a bouncer at the ESPY, when he had to intervene in a dust-up about which was the better pub band, the Angels or Cold Chisel. Despite the answer being obvious, no way, get bleeped, bleep off. Pull on the boots for the Cooker Cup and let's see who's a laughing jackass when the final siren sounds.
Hooray. Great, Gail. That sounds fantastic. Now, Lucy, now Bron, we have been doing pop queers in isolation for quite some time, and we have realised that we cannot use homemade buzzers because they do not work. What we're going to do today, and let's have a practice of it, we're going to say, put your hand up and yell out, Bron, you will yell out, Megas. And Lucy, you will yell out, dogs. Okay, let's have a practice. Bron Burton, when you know the answer to a question, you will do this.
Megas.
And Lucy Dwyer, when you know the answer to a question, you will do this.
Dogs.
So good.
It makes brilliant radio and I love it. We have tested our buzzers. Gailey, it's time to get out your dong and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Kookaburra sits in an old gum tree when your time starts.
Now, a tradie in Queensland is under investigation after what was discovered in his freezer.
Dogs.
Lucy.
his breakfast.
That's his esky, mate.
They know.
Steal it.
That's a no.
No, I'm seeing blank faces. So they found a penis and testicles. He was part of an illegal castration carried out as part of a fetish act. He's an electrician, but is self-taught at castration.
Okay, so he's a self-starter.
So I hope to Lord it's not his breakfast.
That's right. as opposed to all those legal castrations that you see performed
That's
by
right.
a policeman. Question two. Why did Madonna have a post blocked on her Instagram? Why did Madonna have a post blocked on Instagram?
Lucy.
Because it was spreading misinformation.
That is correct. Yay. 1 point. Vaccine for COVID had been available for months, but it was being kept secret to let the rich get richer and the poor and sick get sicker.
Which,
I cannot follow that logic.
Which of the Murdochs has resigned as a company board member?
Dogs.
Lucy.
James.
That's correct.
Old mate James.
Old mate.
He wanted to spend less time with his family.
That's right. Which country has been voted the best place to be a woman for the 11th year in a row?
Megas.
Oh, Bron.
New Zealand?
Incorrect. They are in the top 10, but they're not the top. Got any clues, Lucy?
New Zealand's a good what about Iceland?
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh.
Iceland. Nice 11 guess. Years in a row. Australia is not in the top 10.
No.
But Rwanda is, so make it that what you
know. Wow.
Question five, and pushing on, a warehouse full of chemicals caused a huge explosion in which city this week?
Megas.
Bron.
Beirut.
That is correct.
Which Aussie airline announced it will be axing around 3,000 jobs?
Megas. Virgin.
Correct, Gail? What unusual weather event happened in Melbourne CBD this week?
Rock dogs.
Dogs.
No, I said Megas. Was there snow?
Yes.
Yes. Gail's back. Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Way.
That brings us to the end of round one. I'm going to throw over to our producer and assistant scorekeeper, Sananda, for a tally. And also, while I'm bringing her over, let's hear it from our guests in the Zoom studio. It's our cheer squad for the Rock Dogs and the Megas. It's Hazel and Lauren O'Dwyer.
Yeah!
Hey. Oh, they're going crazy.
Wow.
The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Sananda.
That's impressive.
How are we looking, Sananda, at the end of round one?
Oh, they should definitely keep cheering because Bron got two questions right and Lucy got four, despite me wearing this boner killer sweater.
Oh, looks like the Rock Dogs. Go Rock Doggies. Rock Dogs are off to a fantastic start. Let's push on, girl. Let's go with round two.
Round two is our culture segment. And, of course, we're playing a game we like to call From Little Things, Big Things Grow, with questions all about the RecLink Community Cup. Our draft pick for guest question writer is number 12 for the Megas, Lauren Plugger O'Dwyer, who has delivered the dirt on the year's best footy match. Win 1 point for each correct answer. Mary, Mary King of the Bush is he when your time starts.
Oh, your time starts now. Which Australian city hosted the very first Community Cup game and in what year?
Megas. It was Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting question because it depends on who you ask. I'll say 1993.
You are correct. That is correct.
What two community radio stations make up the team known as the Megahertz?
Megas.
Ron.
It would be terrible if I got this wrong. That would be Triple R and PBS.
Yes. The Community Cup is famous for its streakers. Which band donned nude suits to join the streakers in the 2018 game?
Rockstars.
Lucy.
Bitch Diesel.
That is correct.
Which player for the
my nickname?
Which player for the Rock Dogs famously played the 2018 round whilst 11 weeks pregnant?
Lucy.
Might have been me.
It was Lucy Dwyer.
Is it true that Plugger O'Dwyer went easy on you because of it?
That is 100% true. That is 100% true.
Definitely worth having a baby for.
I actually felt very safe and I'm forever grateful for that.
Right. Which famous Melburnian used to umpire the game before official umpires were brought in a few years ago? Famous Melburnian was the umpire.
Megas. It could be either Brian Nankervis or Peter Rosethorn, but let's go with Brian Nankervis.
That is correct. Also a former Pop Quiz contestant.
Yes. Which hotel hosted fundraisers to raise money for the legal defence of the streakers charged after the 2019 game?
Lucy.
The Gasometer.
That is right, the Gasso.
What PBS celebrity and Pop Quiz alumni was co-hosting the commentary box for the last 3 years?
Megas. That would be Lindell Wilkinson.
Correct. Name one of the Indigenous players who have played for the Rock Dogs recently.
Lucy.
Jan Sultan.
That is correct. Other one's Benny Walker.
Benny Walker.
Which Labor politician sometimes pulls on the boots for Sydney, for the Sydney match?
Megas.
Ron.
That would be Albo.
That is correct. Anthony Albanese.
Question 10. The Community Cup is a truly national game with teams in seven cities now. Can you name either of the Brisbane teams?
Ooh.
One of my favourites.
Rock Dogs.
Luce?
The Rocking Horses.
That is correct.
That's
What's
right.
the other one, D?
We would have taken the Brisbane Lions, which I love. That's my favourite thing.
Nice.
Time's up. Over to you, Sananda. She's our assistant scorekeeper. How are those scores looking at the end of round two?
Wow, real close. They each scored 5 points in this last round, taking Bron to 7 and Lucy to 9.
And the crowd is going absolutely wild over there. If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is episode 44 of Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson, and our scorekeeping producer, Sananda. We're halfway through the battle between Bron Burton, host of Radio Marinara, Sundays from 9 till 10 a.m. on Triple R 102.7 FM, and Lucy Dwyer, singer-songwriter, actor, and frontwoman of Melbourne band Lucy and the Diamonds. Gail, how about you bang that metal thing and let's get round three underway.
We're mixing it up this round with multiple choice. You will each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. We're celebrating Australian music in a game we call Who Dis, where we quiz you on the previous name of well-known bands. Win a point for each correct answer. Bron Burton won the toss and has elected to go first. Laugh, Kookaburra, laugh when your time starts.
Bron Burton, 5 questions for you. Your time starts now. Which iconic band was originally called Farm? Was it A, AC/DC, B, Midnight Oil, or C, Rose Tattoo? They were called Farm.
Oh. I'll go with Luke. I know Lucy knows this question.
Of course she does. My money's on Lucy all the way.
I'll go with A.
AC/DC.
It is in fact B, Midnight Oil. Oh. They changed it in 1976 by pulling the name out of a hat.
Question two. What was the original name of Something for Kate? Was it A, Soup du Jour, B, Dressing on the Side, or C, Fish of the Day?
All good options.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to go, because of the nature of my program, I'll go with C.
Fish of the Day.
That is correct. That is correct.
That's correct.
The lead guitarist got a shopping note at home saying to buy something for Kate, which was his dog.
Aww.
Nice.
Before starting the Divinyls, Chrissy Amphlett was in what band? Was it A, Baton Rouge, B, The Baby Animals, or C, Def FX?
Could you repeat those options?
A, Baton Rouge, B, Baby Animals, or C, Def FX?
I'm going to go with A.
Baton Rouge.
That is correct. Baton
correct.
Rouge.
Question four for you, Bron. Which band was formerly known as Hell's Kitchen? Was it A, The Super Jesus, B, The Mark of Cain, or C, Red Gum?
Formerly I'll go with B on
B, The Mark of Cain.
Yeah, I'll go with B.
It's The Super Jesus.
Yeah.
They changed it the day before appearing at the Big Day Out in 1996.
And final question for you, Burton. What name did the Veronicas originally perform under? Was it A, The Twins, B, The Sisters, or C, No Relation?
Let's go with C.
No Relation, Gail.
They are in fact twins, so it's the twins.
I know they're twins. I went with C thinking it would be the more
they're all trick questions.
But they're not both called the Veronica Gale, so you know there's that.
No,
hey,
right.
Pushing on, well done you, Bron Burton. Pushing on to you, Lucy Dwyer. Question one. What was the original name of the classic rock band Cold Chisel? Was it A, Pink, B, Blue, or C, Orange? Pink, blue, or orange? Cold Chisel.
See, orange.
Orange?
Orange.
I have no more information.
Yes, it is orange.
Other than thank God they did that.
Question two. Iconic Melbourne folk quartet The Seekers grew out of what other band? Was it A, The Escorts, B, The Hookers, or C, Working Girls?
C, Working Girls.
Working Girls. No, it's actually The Escorts. They were originally a doo-wop group.
There you go. That's right up Lucy Dwyer's alley. Which band was originally called Innocent Criminals? Was it A, Amel and the Sniffers, B, Silverchair, or C, Spiderbait? Innocent Criminals. Amel and the Sniffers, Silverchair, or Spiderbait?
B.
Was it Silverchair, Gail?
Yeah.
Question four for you, Lucy. What was the original name of Magic Dirt? Was it A, Dog Farts, B, Bear Burps, or C, Deer Bubbles?
I think it may have been C.
Deer Bubbles? Was it
Deer Bubbles?
Correct.
Yay. Final question for you.
Correct.
Final question for you, Lucy Dwyer. Before the Bad Seeds, Nick Cave was in what band? Was it A, Birthday Party, B, Wedding Day, or C, 6 Month Friendiversary? Nick Cave, what was his former band? Birthday Party, Wedding Day, or 6 Month Friendiversary?
C, 6 Month Friendiversary.
Wouldn't that have been great? But it was actually A, Birthday Party.
What a great name. There's the final siren. That brings us to the end of round three, the all-important multiple choice round, Gail. It's time to head over to Sananda and check in on the scores.
Lucy's leading at 13 and Bron's at 9, so she's going to have to step it up in this final round.
It's the premiership quarter, which is normally quarter three, but it's now quarter four.
I love that. I can play it all night. Gail, having seen that Lucy's now well in the lead and Bron Burton is gagging to catch up. Let's go push ahead with the premiership quarter, the final round, round four.
We're back on the hands up for round four. This Red week Dogs. We have a game we call Straya, where we ask very random questions about all about the animals in Australia that can kill you and all. Finally, I can say it, gay your life must be when your time starts.
Now, a box jellyfish sting can cause death as quickly as how many minutes? Box jellyfish sting.
Yes.
Bronny.
Yes. Two.
Yeah, that is correct. 2 to 3 minutes. Mostly just a nasty sting, but there are 64 recorded deaths.
See, I always thought Radio Marinara was just a very specific cooking show, but obviously you know stuff about the sea. How many years can a kookaburra live for? To the nearest.
Niggers.
Yep.
10.
Okay, that looks correct. How many kilometres per hour would you have to run to escape a saltwater crocodile?
Doc Dogs, 15. I'll give it a guess. 15.
Look, 12 to 14, so I'm going to pay that.
Oh, I'm going
to
pay that. That's great. What colour snake is...
if you can run 15, you're in good stead.
What colour snake is responsible for the most deaths in Australia? A black, brown, red-bellied. Black, brown or red-bellied snake. Most deaths in Australia. Rock Dogs.
Lucy.
I'd say brown, B.
That is correct. It's a genus of snake, 60% of deaths.
Go, Hazel. Despite being the size of a matchbox, a blue-ringed octopus typically has enough venom to kill how many people?
Megas. I'll say 10.
Crack, Lucy.
Ooh, I'd say 3.
No, 26.
Really? Wow. Wow. No winners there.
Wow.
Kookaburras are the largest members of the kingfisher family, but do they eat fish?
Megas. Yeah, if they're available.
Gail. I've got no. Worms, insects, mice, even snakes and lizards, and sometimes a sausage off the barbecue.
But, you know, we've all
they
we've
don't
all
typically
eaten,
go after them.
We've all eaten fish when we didn't feel like it, and she's a doctor of the sea. But anyway, up to you. How many deaths have been recorded from funnel web spider bites? Whatever, Gail?
Ever.
Ever.
Just in the ballpark. We'll pay you in the ballpark.
Rock Dogs.
Lucy.
I'll guess 20.
Bron, do you want to have a crack? We'll get closer.
I'll say 50.
Lucy is closest. It's 14. Since 1927.
Not many.
Sydney's North Shore suburbs have the highest population.
Well done, guys. That, in fact, is the final question that was going to be asked. That brings us to the end of the fourth and final quarter, Gail. It's nail-biting stuff. While you and Sananda are tallying up the scores for the all-important final round, let's have a word from our supporters.
Hi, this is Bron Burton from Triple R, and you're listening to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Oh, and you're back with Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the really, really pointy end of the show where we get to ask the question, Gay Gailey, are we in a position to anoint a winner for episode 44 of Pop Quiz, the very special Community Cup prize, or will I need to drag out that old tiebreaker question again?
That has had to pull out the big abacus this time, but it appears we do in fact have a winner. It was a valiant effort by Bron, who earned 11 points, but tonight's Pop Quiz clear winner was Lucy with 15 points. She'll be taking home the inaugural Kookaburra Cup on behalf of the Rock Dogs.
Ah.
Well done, Lucy. I've got all the sounds going now. A few words from you, Lucy, on your victory.
I think it should almost be a tie between the Rock Dogs and the Megas because of the Nick Cave question. I think that should have lost about 4 points and therefore brought us up to about an even keel.
I think the way I like to think of it, Lucy Dwyer, is you've won the cup, but you've lost the respect of the music industry. And I think that's a pretty fair trade-off, don't you?
Well, some would say that is very similar to the situation of the Rock Dogs at some points in time.
Hey, tell us one final thing, Lucy Dwyer. Is there any truth to the rumour that the Rock Dogs went out after winning the cup and lost it, leaving it at a pub?
Yes. Depends which year. It's happened on more than one occasion, actually. Oh. More than one occasion. I was present on one of those occasions where the text messages were going around saying, have you got the cup? No, I thought you had the cup. When did you see it last? The last time was when KBS was sitting in it after she'd taken off her clothes, and then someone said something like that. Yeah. And then it disappeared, and then some nice good Samaritan handed it in.
Sure. I mean, people have lost Oscars before at after parties, so it's fair enough. Look, sadly, that is all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to Bron Burton, representing the mighty megahertz. Don't forget to tune into Bron's show, Radio Marinara, on Triple R this Sunday from 9 till 10 a.m. And if you have space in your heart and money in your pocket to support still more vital community radio, please consider supporting our good friends at Triple R in their upcoming Radiothon. Bron is going to text everybody who's listening the dates as soon as she's had a second to look it up. But go to triplerr.org.au, that's rrr.org.au for details. Big thanks to our winner tonight, Lucy Dwyer from the Rock Dogs. Keep an eye out for Lucy and the Diamonds, who will no doubt be hitting the live venues just as soon as we are allowed. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official pop quiz adjudicator, to our assistant scorekeeper in isolation, and our newly minted pop quiz producer, Sananda, and always to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent Jamie Holt, and to our very special cheer squad, Hazel and Lauren O'Dwyer. That's great. I've been Dean Mason. Please remember to support community radio and live music wherever you can. And stay home, I insist. We'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.